though, we're going to talk about money. A sign in the window of a restaurant says, if you are over 80 years old and you are accompanied by your parents, we will cash your check. I don't think you're going to get your check cashed there. Making and earning wealth above all else can bring some harm in life. Proverbs 23 says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. And really, I think he's talking not the hardworking kind, but we can be tempted by a get-rich scheme. And I've known of folks who got into the get-rich scheme. Beware of the once-in-a-lifetime deal. This is it. When I go to the car dealer to buy a car, he said, this is it. You won't find another deal like this. Well, thank you. I'll walk away from it. Earning wealth through some scheme can be like the eagle's wings and eventually fly away. That's what he meant. When you put your whole priority to make wealth, you better be careful. You ever seen the eagle just fly up there? And he said, flies toward, he just flies, and that money's gone before you know it. Getting rich should not be the overwhelming desire of our hearts without the Lord and wisdom. There's nothing wrong with having money. I've said it many times. There's nothing unvirtuous about having money, and there's nothing virtuous about being poor. All of it has to do with the attitude of your heart and what you have in your heart. Proverbs 28 says, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. The desire to get rich. And in my mind, not anyone in our town, but I know some people just like that. That all they want is money, money, money. I'm not talking about working. They have a scheme going. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. Hard work or wisdom in earning, making God, family, and church part of life can bring blessing in money. Nothing wrong with that. But when it's all about that and nothing else, there is danger ahead. Wisdom can give wealth guidance. Person has some money, wisdom can give them guidance. The Bible says, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Bible says that it's more important to have wisdom and to be wise than to just merely have all the money in the world. Proverbs 8 says, riches and honor are with me, and he's talking about wisdom, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. And he's talking about wisdom. It's more important to be wise. But wisdom can help if a person does have money. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than to be chosen than silver? The world would look at that and laugh at that. That's the silliest thing in the world. Who wants wisdom? I want money. I want it now. And for many in America, that's what they're willing to do, anything to get their money. Wisdom with wealth provides us with the necessary restraints. Someone that does have money, wisdom will give them the necessary restraints so that it is not used unwisely. Wisdom helps us to keep balance in wealth and other godly priorities. As I said, nothing wrong with having money if it's earned right, but if it comes such importance that God is out of the picture and other things are out of the picture, then that's not wisdom. Wisdom helps us to balance those things. Wisdom can keep us honest and generous and discerning. There are many who have money who use their money for good. They provide jobs and do a lot of good things. That's why I say there's no wrong with having money. You're not unspiritual if you do, and you're not spiritual if you don't. It just depends on the attitude. But wisdom keeps a person honest and generous and discerning. The dangers of money. It can give a false sense of security. Bible said in Proverbs 10, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. He gives a general statement that the man who is poor doesn't have protection, and the man who's rich thinks he has a strong city. Proverbs 18 says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city and as a high wall in his own conceit. That's the image, that money can give a person a false sense. Well, I've got money, I'm okay. You probably know, and many people, there are stories who've lost money. And so money does not take care of everything. It gives a false sense of security. Money can give a certain burst of many new friends. Proverbs 14 says, the poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. I had a lot more friends when I drove up in my 240Z when I was in high school. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. There was a man in Moultrie. He worked at a service station. He was poor as dirt. I mean, back then, he just pumped gas, and probably made $3 an hour, if that much. Nobody gave him the time of day, but I got to know him because I traded there. He won the lottery, and it was quite a bit of money. And one day, I drove up, and he said, you won't believe it. I said, well, he said, you will not believe the friends I've got. He said, the big president of the bank here in town, who never gave me the time of day, came by to visit with me and talk with me and put your money in here. He said, I got friends coming out of the woodwork. He said, I never knew I had these many friends. Didn't know I had these many relatives. They were all coming because he had a little money. I've heard of one person who said, yep, they come out of the woodwork, really like you. There's the possibility of arrogance and pride. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. You know what that means? The poor is humble enough to be humble and use prayerfulness and please help me or pray to the Lord. But the rich man, and he can answer roughly and mistreat others. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understandeth searcheth him out. The poor that understands searches things out, but the rich man don't need nothing. I know everything I need to know. Money cannot buy life's most precious possessions. Nothing wrong with money, but it will not buy life's most precious possessions. I've never heard anyone on their deathbed say, I just wished I'd have made an extra dollar. Never have heard anyone say that. And I've noticed that the rich and poor leave this earth. It makes no difference. Money can buy things that are for sale, but it cannot buy happiness. It cannot buy a clear conscience or even freedom from all worry. Money will not buy what is most precious, genuine happiness and a clear conscience before God and the freedom from worry. It doesn't buy that. Money can be used to purchase lovely and comfortable dwellings, pleasure vacations, delightful things, but there are priceless things that cannot be bought. Money does not buy everything. One, money cannot buy peace. Now, let me be very clear. Because a person has money doesn't mean they don't have peace. But money by itself doesn't just bring peace. Well, I remember one of the first proverbs we did, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is it to be right with God than to have great treasure and trouble therewith. To have peace with God. It's all right. Money cannot buy that. Money cannot buy love. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Remember we talked about that one. Better to have a dinner of beads than to have the fatted calf and all the trimmings, but there's hatred there. It cannot buy love. It cannot buy a good name and reputation and respect. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. A person is known by their character, whether they have money or not. But money will not buy you a good reputation. It might buy you friends, but it won't buy you a good reputation. That's done by a person's character. It will not buy integrity and character. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. I have known some in the past who were thought of in a general way well, and they had money, but their character was very sloppy and very terrible. And the greatest thing you can take with you, other than Jesus Christ, is respecting and integrity because you've lived a life that's proper. Okay. We may still keep going. Yeah, there we go. But money can be used for good. It can provide for ourselves and family, which is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. If I go somewhere to buy something and I say, I have good character, and I say, I don't care, where's your dollar bill? I want the dollar bill. Money can help those in need. You're in trouble, you usually go ask the person that has a little money. Hate to say it, but that's the truth. It can help those in need. It can give to the Lord's work. All can give to the Lord's work, but a person that would have money could give to the Lord's work, and it would be a great blessing. One of the dangers of money is too much debt. The Bible says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Nothing necessarily wrong with debt, but you can get in over your head and be in big, big trouble. I forget what is the man's name. I don't think of his name. Anyway, there's a guy that does seminars and written a book, very good book about this and getting out of debt and all that. And a person can get themselves in trouble by piling up too much debt. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? What he means is to strike hands. Be not careful to make a deal to go into debt, or for someone else. If you don't have anything to return it, then why should they let you take your bed from you and take all that you have? Be careful. I've blown it one time. And really made a commitment not to ever do that again. And it can be a danger to get too much debt, but God's grace can help anybody solve the problem. Money. Is it wrong to have money? No. But there are a lot of people who think it will solve everything. You know, there have been occasions where you all know the people that call on phones and got all these things of trying to get your money and doing it every which way they can. One of the times I was in the bank and you, the person, they said, you know, one of the saddest things to me is to see a little old lady come in and she's getting ready to withdraw $50,000. What's she doing that for? Well, there's a thing going on and someone needs something, and when they begin to check it out, they found out it was nothing but a big scam. You know about all those. We get phone calls all the time. Just tell you one thing, if you get a phone call, don't ever say yes. You all know that. Don't say yes. Because if you say yes, they'll record it, then they'll say you've done something else because they've got your voice that you said yes. Don't ever do that. I think sometimes the people that do all this calling from foreign ways, if they just apply themselves to character and work, they could do a lot of good, but they always want the dollar, always want this. I remember when I was in high school, I had to have my 240Z. Anybody know what a 240Z is? All right, well, it's sharp too. It was red with black seats, and it looked like a mini Corvette. And I remember when I drive up to the Dairy Queen, I looked tough when I could ever get it to run because the guy gypped me, and it didn't run half the time. But I had to have it. I learned a long time after that, don't need that. Money. If you know someone that's living for it, pray for them. And if you yourself maybe struggle sometimes, then ask for God's grace. You know what? I'd rather have the Lord and great blessings than all the money in the world. And there are many people who have money who you can trust. They're very kind and gracious people, and they help many, many people. I think of one man in my mind, I won't tell you. I think of one man in my mind who had money, and he heard about a girl who was dying, and her last wish was she wanted to go to Disney World. And so he told his secretary, write a check. I want them first class. I want them in the fanciest hotel. I want the whole family going, and I don't care how many thousands and thousands of dollars it is, you write it and you do it. You know what? Folks can do good things. And you and I need to make sure that the Lord is first in all that we do. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the book of Proverbs, and we ask you to give us wisdom, wisdom for all of us. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your strength and the things you've taught us, Lord. But we are very blessed to just be Christians. But help us, Lord, to take some of the things we've taught in Proverbs, and if we don't remember them, we can listen to them on tape, or I can make copies. Lord, they've been so helpful in my own study of the book of Proverbs. It's so down to earth and so practical. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.